Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 98, we'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. The Lord has announced his victory and has revealed his righteousness to every nation. He has remembered his promise to love and be faithful to Israel. The ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in praise and sing for joy. Sing your praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the ram's horn. Make a joyful symphony before the Lord, the King. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Let the earth and all living things join in. Let the rivers clap their hands in glee. Let the hills sing out their songs of joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the nations with fairness. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 98 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the chapter of Psalms we just read more in depth. The Lord has done marvelous things. From what we read earlier in verse 1, made his salvation available for the whole world, coming out of what the psalmist scribed in verse 2, and shown loving kindness to each human, even in rebellion, which was recorded in verse 3. The Bible calls for the whole earth to sing for joy, even if you don't like singing. Every instrument is called to join the song as all creation lifts up the chorus to our King. Worship can be done spontaneously at any time, the more the better. We can also prepare our hearts for worship by taking time to reflect on who God is and what He has done. When we prepare for worship, our hearts can be fully focused on the greatness of our God. Worship isn't about us, but the Lord. Worship is not once a week, but every day. Worship is more than the songs. It is a heart living in relationship with Jesus, mindful of His Spirit and offering everything, work, time, money, relationships, attitude, for His glory. Sing a new song to the Lord. If we want to be able to sing with greater passion, we don't need to work ourselves into an emotional frenzy. We just need to remember what He has done for us. Memory is a gift that leads to gratitude and praise. We can remember how God has always been faithful in our lives. We can look back and see His love and kindness, giving us so much more than we deserve. We need to remember the cross, His sacrifice, and the resurrection that gives us new life. We can remember how He has saved us again and again from so much sin, selfishness, and stubbornness. From the memory comes a new song we can't help but singing. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you better prepare for worship? What is your plan to remember all the Lord has done for you? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.